AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FBI agents served a warrant and searched former President Donald Trump's Florida estate yesterday. Sources say it's part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House after his term in office ended. AP's Eric Tucker reports the department needs a good legal reason to ask a federal judge to sign a search warrant.
What that suggests is that the FBI and the Justice Department believe that there is probable cause that a crime was committed and that a search of the particular residence or object will turn up fruits of that potential crime. It doesn't necessarily mean that charges are forthcoming or to be expected, but it suggests that there is reason to search that property.
Republicans are claiming this search is political. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, in this from WTVD, claims Trump was targeted.
We now find that justice in America is not equal. It's determined upon whether you want to go after a political a person or not.
A federal appeals court panel in Washington upholds a judge's decision to allow a House committee access to Trump's tax returns. It's not known if he will appeal. A state judge in Georgia orders Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to appear before a grand jury later this month. He's been subpoenaed in the investigation into allegations that the former president and his backers tried to overturn the 2020 election results in the state. President Biden signs a $280 billion CHIPS bill designed to shift semiconductor manufacturing back to the United States, a move he calls a generational investment.
A once-in-a-generation investment in America itself. A law that the American people can be proud of.
The Senate passed climate and health care package, which includes higher taxes on large corporations and deficit reduction, is expected to pass Friday in the House. Two soldiers based at Fort Benning, Georgia, are dead, three others injured in a weather-related incident during training on a mountain in northern Georgia. This is AP News. After questions about guns, politics, and COVID-19, a jury has been selected for the second trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over their disgust with restrictions early in the pandemic. AP's Joey Capoletti reports that the federal judge repeatedly told prospective jurors knowing something about the case wouldn't mean being excluded.
The judge was really emphasized that having some type of a view or having heard of the case didn't disqualify you from it, as long as those views didn't skew your decision-making or judgments one way or another.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are charged with conspiring with several others to kidnap Whitmer. Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were found not guilty in the first trial. Ty Garbin and Caleb Franks earlier pleaded guilty and will testify again against Fox and Croft. In the first trial, Garbin testified the goal was to cause national chaos close to the 2020 election. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.